News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the US has revealed they'll be hitting Iran with new sanctions in retaliation for their unprecedented attack on Israel. However, Sayed Mohammed Mirandi, Professor of English Literature and Orientalism in the University of Tehran, says these sanctions will have no effect on his country. He joins us now. Sayed, tell us why you think these sanctions will have no effect on Iran.
It's pretty clear. The United States has imposed maximum pressure sanctions on Iran for many years now. And they've sanctioned everything in the country. So that's what it means, maximum pressure. And so really, any new sanctions are just basically the same old sanctions, just with a new name.
So they're pointless, they won't work, they're futile, is that what you're saying?
Yes, but they're also immoral for a host of reasons. One is that the U.S. and its Western allies target ordinary Iranians through their sanctions. They try to make life as difficult as possible for people. That's a crime. Second of all, what are these new sanctions about? They are about Iran's response to the Israeli attack on the Iranian embassy, killing seven Iranians and I think five local staff. So the Israelis bomb the embassy and the Iranians get sanctioned. The Israelis carry out genocide and the Iranians get sanctioned. I don't think for a normal, sane person that sounds too logical.
I think the U.S. would probably take a different line. They would say they want to disrupt Iran's ability to fund proxy groups in Yemen, in Lebanon, for example, and support Russia's war in Ukraine, and that they want to stop them from doing that, and that they're not particularly moral positions either.
Oh, the Iranian position is definitely moral. The Iran support for Hezbollah in Lebanon, which you call a proxy, and I would call an ally of Iran, this group was formed when this Israeli regime invaded Lebanon in 1982 and took the capital and killed between 30 and 40,000 people. And it was during that occupation that Hezbollah came into existence. And they, as a national liberation organization, expelled the Israeli regime from Lebanon. And they are in the Lebanese government. They have seats in the cabinet and in parliament. So these are not proxies. These have legitimate, and they have a lot of support on the ground in their countries. The Americans cannot determine who is legitimate and who's not legitimate. What is illegitimate is an openly apartheid regime that carries out ethnic cleansing and genocide.
And Iran's support for Hamas, given the attacks on innocent people in October, is that legitimate as well?
Hamas attacked the Israeli occupation force. And
they attacked women and children. I have to pull you up there. They attacked and killed women and children.
Well, then you're basically acknowledging everything else that I said. But in the case of Hamas, no, they didn't attack women and children. But women and children were definitely killed. But the point is that this is a nation under occupation. They were in a concentration camp for decades called Gaza, under siege, and expelled from their homes. Their homes were in those areas that they attacked, and they were expelled. That land belongs to them. They were kicked out of their land, and they were forced to live in Gaza. Iran also supported the ANC in South Africa when the West and the European countries and the United States were supporting the apartheid regime. Then, Nelson Mandela was the terrorist.
We can play this game for a while. I do have to point out Iran is also
supporting. It's not a game.
Well,
it's not a game.
Okay, we can play this wordplay, I suppose. And we can go
it's
back
not
and
a
forth.
Wordplay, it's genocide.
Okay, we can go back and forth. There's also genocide in Syria, by Bashir as well. That was supported by Iran.
No, there's also that genocide in Syria was your Western government genocide.
Well, it wasn't my Western government.
Your Western governments carried out a dirty war in Syria. I hope your listeners look up the email right now. It's online from Jake Sullivan, the current U.S. National Security Advisor of the president, to Hillary Clinton on February the 12th, 2012, where he said to Hillary Clinton that in Syria, Al-Qaeda is on our side. This is online. Or when the leaked audio of Secretary of State, who came after Clinton, Kerry, in a conversation, admitted that the United States allowed ISIS to advance on Damascus. So yeah.
I suppose my point to you is you're portraying it as black and white. What my argument, firstly, they're not my Western government. The U.S. isn't my Western government. Secondly, I would say there is wrong in Syria. Wrong was done by the Assad regime. I think that's beyond beyond doubt, and that has been supported by Iran. My point is
Just let me ask the question.
Then you can answer it. My point is that you're portraying it as very much black and white, and my argument is it's not black and white.
No, it is pretty black and white because your country went and brought about.
It's not my country.
Well, your governments brought about.
I am not from America. I'm not from the UK.
Well, the EU played is the U.S. sidekick in all this. Let me give you another example, very close to home. Your neighbor, remember the Manchester bombing?
I do.
That young man and his father were fighting for extremist groups supported by the Europeans in Libya. So this so-called Islamic terrorism, they were not Islamic terrorism. These are terrorists that the West created. That's their Islam. In the case of Syria, they launched a dirty war using ISIS and Al-Qaeda. So you can conveniently blame the government. Whether it's a good government or bad is completely irrelevant. Your government helped support these ISIS, Al-Qaeda groups to destroy Syria. And then you say, this guy did it.
Wasn't my argument. I was actually saying it's generally not black and white in these issues. But nonetheless,
I agree with that.
Yeah, okay.
I agree with that.
All right. Okay, we will leave it there.
But it's pretty dark gray.
Okay, we will leave it there. Sayed Mohammed Marandi, Professor of English Literature and Orientalism in the University of Tehran. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know your take on all that. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.